Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everybody, welcome to All Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Rich.
Hello.
Rich, oh my god, one of the biggest acquisitions in gaming history just popped the hell off. And yep. I mean, we'll get into how it sits alongside the likes of Tencent buying Supercell, but Microsoft just bought Bethesda. What's your initial reactions to this madness?
This sounded like one of those acquisitions that sounds so dumb on paper. Because I swear we've had... I don't know whether it was Xbox, but there was definitely somebody keen on buying Bethesda before, if I remember rightly.
God.
And I think when we heard that, everyone just went, it's not going to happen. Like, literally for us, seeing this unfold, we were just like, one of our editors sent us a tweet saying, here's Jason Schreier saying, oh, this might be happening. And then literally 2 seconds later, Xbox like, yeah, we bought Bethesda.
Absolutely ludicrous. Yeah, to put it in a little bit of, well, I was going to say put it into context, it's ludicrous amounts of money. They've bought them for $7.5 billion. And the only other deal that's bigger than this in gaming history is, like I said, Tencent buying Supercell for $8.6 billion. And then below that is Activision Blizzard was $5.9 billion. When Microsoft acquired Mojang, that was $2.5. And Facebook buying Oculus was $2 billion. Little fingers to the mouth.
I mean, when you look at the number of IPs they have to play with now on Xbox, they have so much. You've got Dishonored, Wolfenstein, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, Doom, Starfield, Evil Within, and Prey, and that's just what they put on their reveal thing. Bethesda's tweet saying we're joining the Xbox family, and it's nuts. And literally the first question people are having, and I think this is probably the question that's going to be asked the most for everyone, is does this mean that the PlayStation isn't going to get any Bethesda games anymore?
I think
that's not the case. I don't think they would clear out the PlayStation. Xbox being a publisher isn't anything new, like as an all-over publisher, because we've got, you know, people, literally the first thing people have said is, no, but you've got Minecraft on the Switch and PlayStation as well.
Yeah.
So, and that's technically published by, I think it is technically published by Xbox Game Studios.
Well, the weird thing is, the last time they did something similar to this was Minecraft, but since they bought Obsidian and In Exile, Obsidian's new RPG, Avowed, is advertised as a Series X exclusive. They haven't mentioned that coming to PS5 at all. And I know that, like, obviously Xbox's or Microsoft's whole thing for the next gen was, you know, everything available everywhere, let's all be friends and whatever. And then Sony were like, we don't care about that. We're going to buy Spider-Man for Avengers. We're going to go out there and do all these different business deals. And secure Final Fantasy 16 as an exclusive. So I wonder if at some point Microsoft have just been like, oh, is this the game we're playing? Is it? We're Microsoft, by the way, and we're going to go like sort something out to buy Bethesda. Because it seems like a weird back and forth. And yeah, it's a hell of a retort considering the way that Sony have been handling themselves the last few weeks, especially.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the press release that was given, because if you go on Bethesda's website, there's a note from Pete Hines, their VP of PR and Marketing, and there's also a press release as well. But just having a quick look at it, just to try and pick out something specific, is one of the things he said is, the key point, we're still Bethesda. We're still working on the same games we were yesterday, made by the same studios we've worked for years, and those games were published by us. So... Mm. Just the fact it says published by us maybe means that Bethesda will still have the decision as to where these things go. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea of making sort of previously cross-platform games and IPs be specific to a single platform, it hasn't bode well in the past, really. And you don't really see it happen that often. I mean, the only thing I can think of similarly right now is Rocket League. On PC, now that the free-to-play is very close to arriving, the Steam users are getting screwed over because they all need Epic accounts now. So changing post-release or like halfway through development hasn't ended well. In the same way that turning around and saying, hey, this is going to be an Epic Games Store thing now, in the same way that could say, hey, you were expecting to play Starfield on your PS4, now you can only play it on Xbox, that might not end well. So I don't think Bethesda are going to become an Xbox-only studio. I think Xbox are just increasing their talent pool. And you never know, they might say, okay, you know, Machine Games, you finished Wolfenstein 3, the trilogy is over, do something with us.
I think that'll be more
that's
like
gonna
it,
be
yeah.
I think it's gonna be more newer IPs or maybe even reboots again.
Well, that was the thing with Obsidian, because they were already working on Outer Worlds when they got bored, so it was like, okay, that can still go across to PS4. And then
it's still published like by Private Division as well.
Yeah, exactly. So they still have, like, whatever deals are in place to get to, you know, play out. But at some point, they'll cash this card in, I just have to imagine, and be like, the next Bethesda game is Xbox exclusive. Because at some point, I mean, they have only committed to doing exclusives after a 3 to 4 year window. So that kind of matches up with all of these IPs getting out the way. And then, I mean, Starfield gets exclusive content on Xbox or something like that. You don't throw $7.5 billion at something to not play that card, especially when your direct competition is kind of wiping the floor with you in regards to exclusives, only in terms of their attitude towards them. Sony are just throwing cash at everybody saying, please come with us. So it's a hell of a thing. I mean, I still kind of can't believe it. I kind of just...
It's thrown us all a bit, hence why we just sort of suddenly jumped on a video and gone, oh God, we need to talk about this. I'm just going to call a quick just find in pages to see if there's any mentions of particular platforms or the PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X or anything like that. There's nothing in the press release or the statement from Pete Hines to say that things are outright changing.
Okay, I mean, well, they'll try and maintain everything for now. Like I said, all those deals are in place. Things like Starfield, you know, has been discussed alongside, like, you know, PlayStation and stuff like that. They're not going to just, assumedly, burn everybody that's been with them so far. I just think that it's a hell of a thing. And plus, on the Microsoft side, considering the, you know, all the conversations around the Series X and the exclusives and Halo being delayed and, oh, why do we get a Series X and stuff like that? They've just kind of gone, well, let's just buy a pool of potential exclusives or a pool of potential IP that we can do, you know, specific deals with or whatever, and that'll be their way of sort of catching up with everything that Sony has. I mean, I guess, how do you think of that in terms of the way, like, you know, have a body of titles on one side versus another? Like, does Bethesda do enough to equate what Sony has?
I don't know. It's an interesting thing. Like, we don't really have anything to compare this to, because apart from you said about numbers, you know,
just the idea of
getting Supercell, like, that's a very... Like, I mean, Supercell have a handful of games, but they're all mobile stuff. Mm-hmm. And owning it, like, getting hold of a pool this big in one fell
kind of
swoop
IPs
by,
well,
like, a top-tier publisher. We've not seen this before, so we can't really gauge exactly where this is going to go. But just looking at Xbox's general approach to publishing, even though apparently they're not going to be publishing Bethesda titles, but even under their own leadership, the fact that they haven't ignored the Switch and even Steam, all of that's been hugely positive for them. You know, people getting games on Switch that we never thought we would. Getting Cuphead on Switch was one of the first ones, I think, for me, that was like, oh my God, this is a Microsoft title on that. And then
when
they turned around and said, hey, you're getting Halo on Steam, and everyone freaked out. It's like, all of it seems to be really good. So I don't know what you think, Scott, but I don't see this as at all a bad thing.
Oh God, no. I mean, it's more just like, because I always liken a lot of the console competition stuff to, like, sports analogies. It's like, look what this team is doing, and oh, they got one up on this other team and whatever. It depends what they do with it going forward. Like I said, Avowed is the only thing that I go to in terms of, you know, they bought Obsidian, they finished that deal, and then their next thing was immediately, or is at least being talked about as an exclusive. But stuff like Game Pass, like, that seems to be, they have this whole service-based future thing. Anyway, and they're rolling EA Play into Game Pass, so you get all the EA stuff. And then with this, it's like, okay, so Bethesda is now part of Game Pass, assumedly. So does that mean all of Bethesda's catalog is now tied to Game Pass?
I mean, there have already been a few Game Pass or Bethesda titles on Game Pass already, as far as I'm aware. Pretty certain Fallout 4 was one of the first ones you could get, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, would they start doing, like, you know, bodies of titles that are now on Game Pass? Does that affect their availability on something like PS Now if Sony decides to put more money behind it? Because, like, that's the whole thing. It depends how much people embrace the whole service future thing. Yeah. But Game Pass is already ridiculous value, and if they add an entire catalogue of Bethesda titles... Like,
I don't see why they wouldn't. They just get everything on it. There you go, here's the Bethesda back catalogue. Job done. I mean, again, we don't know how sort of, I want to say from top down, like, how low this really goes, because as said, apparently Bethesda Softworks will still be publishing the Bethesda games. So when it comes to, like, E3, or whatever we get from there from here on out, I think we'll still be having Bethesda specific presentations and things. Yeah. So I think it may be something that's only on paper almost. Maybe the exclusivity deals that we still have with like Call of Duty and Sony, that the Xbox will have that over Bethesda. We're going to get a green Doom Slayer for Doom Eternal with a big Xbox on his chest. It could happen. But I think that maybe as far down as we see it, because it really does look, and I don't say that it wouldn't be the same with Sony, but it does look like Xbox are really thinking, okay, let's just make some really good games, let's publish some really good stuff. And I don't, it does seem like a good move to get people. I'm sure they will do exclusive stuff on Xbox side for Bethesda titles, but I don't see this as a trying to get the upper hand on Sony. I think Xbox is just trying to make themselves bigger, really.
Yeah, it would definitely like go against a lot of the marketing that they've had so far in regards to, we want to make everything available for everybody else. Yeah. I just, like I said, I'm always like cynical. Cynical is the word. Cynicism is the one. Yeah, I'm always that with anything to do with the gaming industry, where I'm just like, if someone at the top will want some money, and there's a way to get that money in terms of enforcing this stuff. So I think, yeah, it'll either be a Minecraft where you just, they're just in the background and everybody thinks of Minecraft as this separate entity to Xbox. We don't think of it as an Xbox-based thing, though they did do that big deal. Or it'll potentially be what Obsidian's next thing is going to be, where they lock down these studios and then you get something that is then Xbox-specific. I guess it'll all depend how the next generation rolls out in regards to how much they need to pull people to their platform. But yeah, it's one hell of a thing. We're still recovering from it, and you can let us know what you think down in the comments below. Microsoft have bought Bethesda. For now though, I've been Scott from whatculture.com.
I have been Rich from whatculture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.